We're back again. It's your favorite podcast, Jerry Bands. I don't know how to say Happy New Year without really saying Happy New Year. I feel like that's the most common thing we all say. But anyways, Happy New Year to you guys. And this year, in this episode, we are bringing you guys the best. Jerry Bands podcast is definitely going to be lighting up everyone's cell phone. I promise you that. So you guys already know my name. Yes, I'm yours truly, Bams. And I'm going to make an introduction to my partner. You know yourself.
Do I really know myself?
He doesn't know himself, people. He's Jerry.
Anyways, yeah. Anyway, you said you don't know how to say Happy New Year without saying Happy New Year. How about your new season?
Happy seasoning. You made me think about no chicken. I mean, that's a seasoning cube.
I never said seasoning, actually. I said season. Happy new season.
Season. Seasoning. People, what's
compliment,
the difference?
Compliment season, of season. The season, basically. I helped you out there. I deserve a pot of stew from you.
Oh, you do from me?
Yes, I helped you out now.
Oh, of course, we deserve a pot of stew. It's in the refrigerator. if you want, you can help yourself.
We build them over to Abuja for me. Thank you in advance.
You're welcome. Anything for my partner.
Anyways, welcome to yet another episode. Yeah, she's introduced herself. She's Bams. I'm Jerry, and that makes up Jerry Bams podcast. It's actually going to be a full blown year because we're giving you back to back this year, and yeah, this is our first official podcast of 2024. Sorry, we had carry over 2023 podcast 2024, yeah, because we released it like earlier this month, but then this is our first official podcast of the year. And most importantly, please, just before we sit and go into the main gist for today, if you're not following this podcast yet on every podcast platform, please do well to follow the podcast, be it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon on Radio Public, Spotify, just anywhere at all you listen to podcasts, please do also follow the podcast. And most importantly, drop a rating. Helps up our little ministry. And another thing is, don't forget to follow us on socials. We are on social media, Jerry_Bams Podcast. And the Bams is spelled B-A-M-Z. So don't go and spell another thing while searching for the podcast online, please. So over to you. Let me allow you to do the introduction of the podcast. And of course, we'll move ahead since they said ladies first.
Ladies first. Until the next episode, it's gonna be men first. Anyways,
it's always ladies first now, so let me give it to you
guys. I'm being bullied, but it's okay, no one is ready for this discussion. That's fine, okay.
Probably next episode.
That's all right. So guys, I am so excited to talk about today's topic with you guys. I feel like it's a topic that is totally relatable to everyone, and it's something that someone out there listening to us right now needs to hear. Okay, so today's topic for this episode is how to achieve your set goal for the year 2024. How to achieve your set goal for the year 2024. Why is this topic so important to us? It's so important to us because we feel that there are a lot of people out there, a lot of our listeners out there, perhaps, who have a lot to do this year, who have so much dreams and aspirations for this year, but don't really know how to go about it. Now, this is a perfect opportunity to sit tight and just enjoy the jolly ride. How do I say jolly like the Father Christmas?
Ho, 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 ho. Jolly, jolly. Okay.
Okay, yeah, guys, it's gonna be a jolly ride, I promise you. Now, moving on, how do you achieve your goals for the year 2024? First thing first, setting realistic goals. Now, when I say realistic goals, a lot comes into question. What do you mean by realistic goals? Are you saying there are some goals that aren't realistic? No. As a matter of fact, all goals are goals, but not all goals are realistic, truly. Now, how do I mean setting realistic goals? Set goals that you can actually achieve. There are a lot of people who go into the year with 50 goals on their list. They're like 50, and they haven't even gotten into the first quarter of the year. They've forgotten 49 of the goals. Why? Because you just have your list so stockpiled, everything is just and then you don't even know how to go about it. So what's the first thing first? Set realistic goals. Now, you don't have to bombard yourself with so much goals for the year. You can start off with four goals. You can start off with three goals, okay? You can say this year is the year that I want to eat healthy. This year is the year that I want to do more for Christ. This year is the year that I want to be financially conscious. And when I say financially conscious, you want to watch how you spend. You don't want to spend more than you earn, okay? So setting realistic goals. When we set realistic realistic goals for ourselves, the fewer the goals, the higher they are to achieve. The higher the goals, the lesser they are to achieve. So remember, first and first, setting realistic goals for yourself. Don't give yourself 10 goals to achieve in the year 2024. Yes, we know it's 12 months. That's 12 months, 366 days in the year 2024. But that doesn't mean you should set 250 goals. No, set realistic goals. It's amazing how you can tell yourself, I'm going to do these four things, and before you know it, you're already done with it. You now have more time to fix in more goals. So guys, let's not forget, setting realistic goals is the first way to achieving your goals for the year 2024. Now, Jerry, what do you think about it?
Well, perfect. Like you said, make it realistic. You cannot say you want to buy a car this year. For example, I'm just setting an example, Dooley. You can't say you want to buy a car this year. And the next thing you're thinking of, perhaps you're earning, let's say you're earning like 100k per month. And your target is to buy a car. And now what's coming to your head? I want to buy a Rolls Royce. My guy, that's like impossible. Except you want to do a ritual, or you want to go in. Even if you're going into fraud. I'm not promoting fraud, but even if you're going into fraud, then it takes a whole lot of hard work and sleepless nights before you can achieve that.
Yeah.
So if you're setting a goal, you want to buy a car, it's cool. Yeah. Walk towards that. You can get a car within your budget. Not bad. It doesn't really have to be a car, but I'm just using a car for example. But at least you have this. This is your income. This is how you want to save to get so car. And all that. Just make sure the car you're getting is within your budget. And before you know it, not just setting unrealistic goal, I want to buy a car. And the next thing you're doing is you want to go for a Bugatti. My guy, except you just want to put yourself under unnecessary pressure. If not, that's crazy if you ask me. So set your goals right, get your priorities rather, get them straight, and I feel you're good to go.
Guys, don't forget, let your goals be realistic goals. That's your one number one way to achieving your goals. So Jerry,
I think one major thing is first and first, even before setting your goals, sit down, plan, set the goals and all of that. But then most important factor is never let God out of it. After writing down your goals, writing down whatever thing you want to write, I feel it's good you just lay it in God's hand, because at the end of the day, God is the giver of life and he's a taker of life as well. Someone can just wake up one day and the next thing is he or she is gone. So you put your goals and everything, lay it before God. At least let God be the center, be the front line, center and the end of everything. Major thing I'm trying to say is don't remove the God factor away from everything you're trying to achieve this year, because without him, I beat my chest and tell you, you might end up achieving nothing. Or if you achieve anything, it could be nonsense at the end of the day. So don't take away the God factor. I think that's like one major thing you need to actually take notes of.
That's really good. We should really, really never forget that God is who created. He's the giver of life. He's actually our source. So whatever you do in this year 2024, ensure that you always put him in. Ensure that he's involved in your life. It's not enough to say I'm a Christian. You have to live the Christ life, and you can do that when you involve him in your goals. And yes, that's one fantabulous way to getting your goals achieved. Setting realistic time frames. Yes, I know there might be something really similar in both my points, something about realistic and realistic. You might wonder if I'm the realistic woman. That's true, this is me. Setting a realistic time frame. So guys, it's not enough to give yourself certain kind of goals. Yes, it's quite alright, it's fantabulous, you give yourself 5 goals for a year. Set a realistic time frame. Don't tell yourself in 3 weeks I'm gonna make 3 million. Wow. When your salary is probably 85,000 naira. I'm gonna save. You tell yourself, before we get to half the year, I'm going to save 2.5 million in my account. Really? Who's gonna buy the food? Who's gonna pay your bills? Who's gonna pay electricity bills? What am I trying to say? Set a realistic time frame. When you set your goals, it's not enough to have your goals written on a plain sheet. You have to give yourself a realistic time frame. Just like Jerry said, you don't earn 100,000 a month and decide you want to buy a Bugatti. I mean, even though you stole every single day from someone, you still wouldn't get that Bugatti. So what are we trying to say here? Set a realistic time frame for yourself. Take for instance, you told yourself you want to lose lose weight this year. Good. That's amazing. You told yourself you want to be financially conscious. Amazing. I mean, nobody wants to spend more than they earn. Now, how do you go about it? You don't tell yourself in the next 2 months, I'm going to lose all the way from 95 kg, you're going to 75 kg in the next 2 months. Wow. Are you trying to say you would never eat again for the next couple of days? No, that's not how it works, because when we give ourselves unrealistic time frames, we get frustrated, and we all know what frustration leads to. It gets you into depression. You wouldn't even want to see it through to the next of your goals. You just lose that motivation. So the best way we can achieve our goals, one of the best ways we can achieve our goals, is not just setting our goals, it's not just involving God, it's giving yourself a realistic time frame. Be truthful to yourself. How long would it take for me to lose weight? How can I help myself to save? You earn 100,000 a month. Your utility bill covers about 30% of your earnings. You can tell yourself, regardless what goes on, I am going to save 25% of my earnings every single month. Due to this, I can save this, I can save that. So work with realistic time frames. Don't try to do what you know you can't achieve, all in the name of motivation. Yeah, it doesn't work that way, okay? So guys, set realistic time frames for your goals.
That's cool. Still in line with what you said, and that will actually serve as my own last point, probably, just maybe, is don't put yourself under any pressure while doing all of this. Like, avoid putting yourself under pressure, be it peer pressure, self-pressure, anything, any form of pressure, basically. Take your time, one step at a time. Figure it one step at a time. I was like, for example, myself, I think last week, I was like, oh yeah, I need to get books, all of that. Then inside my head, I was thinking, okay, I bought 3 books at once. I was like, oh, I think I'm good with multitasking, basically. I was like, I think I can be shopping between 2 books at a time. Maybe I read this. I have to sit down, tell myself when I was about to start, bruh, don't start what you can't finish. One step at a time. Finish with this book and onto the next and onto the next. And so far, so good. It hasn't been bad. I think I started deep first day. So far, so good. I think I'm almost done with one, shifting to the other. You get, so if you're setting like all of those, make sure you don't put yourself under any pressure and try to take it one step at a time. Then another thing I think I might just round up with is, while setting your goals and whatever thing, planning whatever thing you're doing, make sure anything you want to achieve this year, let's say for instance career wise, you want to get to social stage before the end of the year, blah blah blah, and all of that, it's good you align with people that align with your goals, your plans, and whatever thing. Go get in contact with them, reach out to people. You never can say you don't underrate anybody.
That's
you never
true.
Can say whoever will be of help to you in helping you achieve your goal. But don't look down on anybody, and make sure you just get the right people that you know and you're certain, you're sure of, that they are aligning with your goals or whatever plan you have for the year. So I think that's basic. I'm not good with motivational talks, my bad, bro. I feel Nigeria is like bad enough to motivate yourself. You're not motivating yourself. Yeah, but that's actually my only two pieces of advice. And I guess it's not just my piece of advice, it's what I've actually been doing since the year began. So this is me just sharing part of my stuff with you. And I hope you actually take that and work with that.
Yeah. And guys, to wrap up with what Jerry just said, go out. Leave your house. Jerry, leave your house. How do I say leave your house, Jerry, without really saying leave your house? Leave your house. People, if you know that you're always inside the house all the time, you don't have friends, you don't know people, you are single, emphasis on single, Jerry, single.
No, if you want to talk to me directly. Talk to me directly.
Single, and you want to mingle, leave your house. That beautiful
Shay, you know, I promise you guys, you in particular, in matching pajamas this year. Watch out for it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I promise you guys too. I promise you guys too that Jerry is gonna do a matching pajamas with a beautiful lady. And the only way Jerry can do that is if he decides to go outside and find that lady. So to wrap up everything, guys, go outside. If you're not the outgoing type, just try. There's always fun outside. But please don't go out late in the night so you don't say Bams advised you to go outside. But you should go. It's already enough that you have yourself. You might want to have someone else. You might just want to have fun or watch people, you know, wear the ridiculous color combination of clothes. So yeah, have fun. I'm sure you have fun this year. The year just started. Yes, a lot of people are forming serious. I like it. Because by February, most of you are going to be lonely in your bedrooms. Heck, the person might just be in this podcast with me. But as you know, I will never point fingers. Jerry, never.
I'm literally not saying anything, because the trouble you're looking for, I'll reserve it for next episode. Then I'll give you back to back. Don't worry.
Oh my God, guys. It was so good to have you here on this podcast. I hope you enjoyed every single part of it, because we are having it here with you guys, and it's so amazing to have you guys on this show.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you. It was nice motivating you, even though I know I'm a good motivational speaker. I'm more, how would I even refer my, you know, I know I'm more of a playful kind of person. I can be so serious, but there are certain things I know I don't joke with, and especially when it comes to us like this. Yeah, so please eat to some of the advice or some of the stuff we've told you about, if not all, at least some. Get yourself together, plan, and move ahead. I'm sure 2024 is definitely going to be a great year for each and everybody. Don't look at the negative sides, look at the positive sides of every aspect. If things are going bad for you, don't look at it that way. Flip the script and look at the positive side of everything, be it bad. Look at the positive side of the bad. So I guess that's all I can say as regards all of that. But then, most importantly, please, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, do all to follow this podcast everywhere you listen to the podcast. Do all to give us a rating, and most importantly, again, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram page at Jerry_BAMS_podcast. Likewise, you can follow BAMS also IG and
Hola Bam Bam. Yeah.
It's the way you actually pronounce the IG and for me all the time, Sha. But yeah, I'm also available on all socials. Just search for Jerry Abbey. You'll find me on all my socials, but it's most importantly or most especially Instagram, Jerry_Abbey. I think I'm more active on Instagram than any other social media platform. Yeah, you can do it, follow me there. Yes, let's connect and let's vibe and all of that. So I guess from me to you to bye. I don't know if Bams is having anything to say before.
No, I'm good. I cannot wait to have you guys on our next episode. Bye.
Bye.